me about your home. Are you happy there?
Tom thought about Offal Court.
Yes, he said. Sometimes there are puppet shows and plays in the street. I play with my friends, and sometimes we hit each other with wooden swords for fun.
That sounds wonderful, the prince said.
In summer, continued Tom, we go swimming in the river. We also dance and we play in the mud.
Excellent, replied the prince happily. I'd really like to wear your clothes, see a puppet show, play with friends and swim in the river. Sometimes I get very bored here.
Well, said Tom, I'd really like to dress like a prince.
Really?
Said the prince.
Well, we'll swap clothes. I'll wear your clothes and you can wear mine.
A few minutes later, Tom was wearing the prince's expensive clothes and the hat with purple feathers. The prince was wearing Tom's dirty old rags.
Look in the mirror,
said the prince. Tom looked, and he was very surprised.
We have got the same eyes,
continued the prince.
We have got the same hair. We have even got the same face.
It was true. The two boys looked exactly the same. They were like twins. But then the prince saw one small difference between them.
You have got a bruise on your hand, he said to Tom.
Tom looked at his hand and saw a big black mark on it.
How did you get it?
Asked the prince.
That guard hurt me when he pushed me away from the palace gates, Tom said.
This made the prince very angry.
I'm going to find that guard and shout at him, said the prince. Before I go, I must put this thing in a safe place.
The prince had a beautiful gold object in his hand. The prince hid the gold object in a suit of armour. Then he quickly ran out of the room. He went to the palace gates.
Who are you?
Asked the guard.
I am the prince, he said.
The guard did not believe him because he was wearing rags.
Don't be stupid,
the guard shouted and opened the gate.
You're only a beggar boy.
He pushed the prince out of the palace and onto the street. All the people on the street laughed at the prince.
I am Prince Edward, the future King of England,
the prince shouted, but everybody laughed. He was alone and outside the palace. Nobody believed he was the prince.